Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we just want you to join us this morning to get an escape from all the overwhelming news that we've been facing here in the last while. You can get all that on any device 24/7, 365. But this 2 hours where we take a walk back in time, walk down memory lane sometimes with folks, and, you know, talk about days going by. We talk about present, past, and future hunts. We talk about fishing. We talk about fisheries and game management. We talk about crabbing. We talk about a lot of stuff. All of it has to do with going outside, being outdoors. You know, we talk about guns. We talk about all that kind of stuff, and it just gives us a way to get into our chosen hobbies and lifestyles and talk about it here together, and I get to be able to share that with all of you out there in the wide and vast listening audience across the world, and we love it. We love it so much. So I think we'll open it up to people who are out of state today. If you don't live in Maryland or you're listening from somewhere outside of Maryland, give us a call here. The number's easy, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And then our second hour, we're going to talk about turkey hunting. We're going to talk about turkey hunting with Bob Long, who's our turkey guy in here in the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, along with Tom Malaszewski, who is the president of the Maryland National Wild Turkey Federation. And these are the guys that raise money to conduct the studies and the habitat studies and the nesting studies and the population studies across Maryland and across the country. So we'll talk a little bit about all that stuff with those two fellows in the 6 o'clock hour. But right now it's you and me, whatever you want to talk about. We've got the catch-and-release rockfish season right now, with the opening on May 1st for the harvest season. 19 to 24 inch fish are allowed in the slot limit. But if you're out there right now, you can catch them any big old size you want and put them back. So I see DNR is touting some of that on their press releases and so forth. And it looks to me like they're getting ready to start some type of study. I don't know. But maybe we'll have to get a striped bass pro on here from Department of Natural Resources and tell us a little bit more about what they're talking about. So if you go on the website, you can read all about their take on the catch and release season. So there we are. All right. We have a couple of events coming up. We've told you about in the last couple of weeks. We've got a new one in over the transom here the other day, coming up on May 2nd and 3rd, and that's the Havre de Grace Decoy Festival. And I may as well share that. Since it's new, I'll share that right now with you. That's the 44th annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. I like saying wildlife art on the air. Say it three times real fast. Anyway, the 44th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival is coming to the Star Center at 700 Congress... Oh, my gosh. Let's start that over. It's early. 44th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival is coming to the Star Center at 700 Congress Street in Havre de Grace in conjunction with the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum on Saturday, May 2nd from 9 till 5 and Sunday, May 3rd from 9 till 3. This family-friendly, fun-filled event features over 100 exhibitors who will present decoys and outdoor products for sale. Decoy and carving competitions highlight the event. You can explore the history of decoy carving, meet the famous carvers, and learn about waterfowl gunning in the displays inside the Decoy Museum located at 215 Giles Street. Visitors are urged to visit www.decoymuseum.com to download maps of the entire Decoy Festival. Make Havre de Grace your target destination on Saturday and Sunday, May 2nd and 3rd for the 2026 Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. DecoyMuseum.com. There's that. So that's a fun event. A lot of vendors, a lot of activities going on. Decoy carving competitions, old decoy competitions, decoys for sale. So there's all that. Then again, on May 2nd, also we have the Chesapeake Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. We'll talk about that on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, April 24th, 25th. We have Bell Creek Equipment Open House. So we've got a lot of events going on, a lot of things. Let's see. Got a text here. You hear that beep beep in the background, and that is the phone that is texting me. That lets me know from our producer, Aaron, who is standing by to wait. Take your phone call at 410-WCBM-680, and he'll let me know if somebody's on the line or, you know, that type of thing. So you want to know about the General Assembly? Well, not really, but there's some important bills in there. The Sunday hunting bill came out of committee in the Senate, as did the lead ban. And both bills are being revisited this coming Tuesday by the Senate Environmental and whatever committee. So we'll find out what's going on after Tuesday, whether or not either of these bills is going to advance. This is the ban on lead hunting ammunition and the upgrade, so to speak, on Sunday hunting, whether that's going to be taken out of the hands of the General Assembly and put into the hands of Maryland Department of Natural Resources. So it's a work in progress on both of those bills. Neither have passed. We've heard that, you know, the Senate is not real keen on either one of them, but we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're touting today our out-of-state callers, but you're certainly, if you live, you know, anywhere, give us a call here. We'd love to hear from you. And I just like every now and then to find out who's listening from outside the great, the free state of Maryland. That's for sure. Okay. So, Aaron, how are you doing today?
Doing just fine, but we got our first caller calling in right now. I'll talk to you in a moment.
Okay. Sounds good. Can't wait to talk to him. Sounds good. Sounds good to me. So, interesting week. Yesterday, I took a little trip up to Conowingo. Hadn't been there in a while. And visited the dam and went to the public part of it, the viewing platform. The fisherman's ramp is closed. The fisherman's little thing that you can fish off of down to the water, that is closed, because we are under what are called spill conditions. And I guess what that means is when the water behind the dam is backed up in the Conowingo pool, and they can open a gate at any time, there are two numbers to call. One is the generation schedule, that lets you know the scheduled generation, and then spill conditions is another line. And then if you have any questions or concerns about the wharf or the visitors center being closed, you can call that number too. So there's all kinds of interesting things going on. So they have signs posted there. A little guardhouse now. They don't even let you down to park down towards the Fisherman's Park there, but you can go to the public viewing area. So spill conditions, midnight to midnight, no fishing, and water access is closed. You can't fish anywhere up towards the dam. You got to go all the way down to the far end of the parking lot and fish downstream from down there from the bank. So, and that's because of the gates being open in a dangerous condition. So let's talk to Paul. Good morning, Paul. How are things on the Eastern Shore?
Hey, Alan. Good morning. I've been listening to you for 20 years. Never called in until 2 weeks ago, and now it's two times. And however long your show's been on, so
37.
I got to keep the missus happy, and I always am home on Friday nights and in the car, heading somewhere on Saturdays. And this weekend is to try to plant some native trees in my marsh that's dying. All my marsh trees are dying, all the longleaf pines, and maybe waste time. But anyhow, calling on the lead band, and you probably may remember my fired-up call a couple weeks ago on that, but I've been diving into it, and there's one interesting thing that I've come across, and you know, there's a number of studies on these islands. Martha's Vineyard is one of them. Where, you know, increased hunting is, you know, for deer control has helped reduce Lyme disease. You know, one of the things that Michelle Guyton is screaming about is that this is a health issue. You know, the real public health emergency in Maryland related to the outdoors, obviously, is Lyme disease. If I understand correctly, we have alpha-gal entering the Maryland tick scene, which is even more disastrous than... Lyme disease, and you know, again, they're taking away one of our most valuable tools to manage these deer herds. And quite frankly, as you know, I mean, the lead band. Look, it hurts me because I shoot a lot of upland with 28 gauge and reducing my payload. I don't like that, but the biggest issue is we all know that low velocity shells are not fragmenting. Substantially fragmenting, the risk of lead ingestion for deer hunters is low, and and most of the deer that need to be controlled are in the low velocity area. So, you know, taking away, you know, affordable, reasonable lead ammunition, it's just insane. But I do think that there's real relevance for listeners, people, the outdoors, the Sportsman Alliance, because I've really started studying this, and I haven't heard anyone really stressing the importance of deer management and how this will impact deer management and Lyme disease. So I know you have a big voice, and I hope you share it. I've been able to get in touch with some pretty decent lobbyists and get the appropriate contact names. I've emailed them all my concern on that, but I would hope that we can spread the word on that. I know you have, like I said, an oversized voice in our community, so I hope you we'll consider that.
Well, you know, that time for action is done because the hearings have already taken place, you know, and the time to do that, the time to get our preparation done is, you know, before the General Assembly meets. And, you know, your voice, unfortunately, other than if you do it individually and email the members of the Senate committee, you know, over the weekend or Monday, your voice is not going to be heard, and a lot of people's voice doesn't get heard because they just don't participate. So you are a maniac on a mission, which is great. So I would get in touch with the members of the committee in the Senate and send them all an email and explain your position on deer management. Getting a hold of lobbyists is one thing, but they're too late right now. I mean, other than to go to the individual members of the... One of us is going to talk. Who's it going to be?
You got it.
Okay. So what I'm saying to you is, other than having a lobbyist get a hold of the individual members of the committee who are meeting on Tuesday, between now and Tuesday, is probably not going to happen. So that's just my thought. And I don't... Well, I'm going to get feedback here, Aaron. I'm getting a lot of feedback. Hang on. bad connection on his phone. Okay. So what I'm saying is, Paul, we've got to be ready for this next year if it fails this year, because it'll come back.
Yeah, understood. I have reached out to my senators, but I do appreciate it, and I wish I had come up with that when I, a couple of weeks ago. But
sure.
Good luck. Good to talk to you.
Listen, keep up the efforts. Stay in touch with me. Reach out by email to me. I'll be glad to talk to you at Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Now, you said you reached out to high-powered lobbyists and other organizations. Have you reached out to the Maryland lobbyist for Hunters of Maryland?
I had not. I had gotten in contact. I'm in the real estate industry, and I'd gotten the names of the appropriate lobbyists on the Environmental Senate Committee through a friend of mine that's a real estate that lobbies for real estate related matters in Maryland. So he was the one that was able to link me up with the links to the senator addresses. So I did reach out to them. I've been sparring with Michelle Guyton nonstop. She doesn't like me very much right now, but that's okay.
She doesn't like you very much. I like it. Well, you know what? We don't have to like our politicians, and they don't have to like us, but they do represent us, don't they? Not the other way around.
That's right. She hasn't enjoyed listening to me, so.
I hear you.
Anyhow.
All right. Thank you for your attention.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Thanks again. Thanks for your efforts on the behalf of Hunters. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
There you go. All right. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-668. I'm sorry if I was a bit blunt there with Paul. I thought he was talking over me, and I apologize. It was my own voice coming back through his phone that I was hearing. And I, of course, couldn't recognize it when I was talking. So apologies, Paul. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-668. And, we got 10 more days now that the General Assembly's going to meet. I don't look for success in the lead ban passing. I don't look for success in Sunday hunting. But, stranger things have happened in the General Assembly. Bills have passed that we thought wouldn't, and bills haven't passed that we thought would. So, and some for very strange reasons. Several notable cases come to mind, which I will not share here. So, all right. Any callers on the line, Aaron? I think we need to take our first break.
We are all caught up, ready for the first break.
Let's do that. All right. Well, let's see here. Well, let's talk about the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Chesapeake Banquet. We'll be giving out the 4 tickets this week, making sure the people are still able. And you sent me that list the other day, so... of course, Alan Ellis here. I'm your master of ceremonies for the Chesapeake Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation at their exceptional fundraising banquet. That's Saturday, May 2nd at the Point at Pintail, a.k.a. Pintail Point. Doors open at 4 p.m. You, too, can join the fun and have a terrific meal with fellow conservationists. Tickets are only $50. That includes your membership in the digital Bugle magazine. And you and your friends can also enjoy a round of sporting clays for an additional $35. The range opens at 9 a.m. You can win great guns and hunting gear when you purchase raffle tickets or play the games for prizes. And there are some good games, no question. And the winning starts right now. I'm giving away 4 tickets for this event to lucky listeners. Just call into the 410-WCBM-680 number. That's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can leave your number right now today with our producer, and you can join me at the Chesapeake Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet. That's Saturday, May 2nd, 4 to 7 p.m. For tickets and raffle tickets ahead of time, you can register at rmef.org, rmef.org. For questions, call Denise. Here's that number, 302-335-3635. If you have any questions, give Denise a call. She's in Delaware at 302-335-3635. That's Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation benefit, May 2nd. We will see you there. Hey, Friday, April 24th, 8 to 5. Saturday, April 25th, 9 to 4. And Sunday, April 26th, 9 to 3. It's the Bell Creek Equipment Open House. They're right up the street here on Dover Bridge Road. Great financing deals as low as 0% with credit approvals. Giveaways with purchase. Vendor representatives on site. Bad Boy Mowers, Coyote Tractors, CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides, Hustler Lawn Equipment, and much, much more. There'll be a raffle for a Spartan battery-operated hedge trimmer and an Arctic Kawasaki cooler. The miniature goats will be there. And Secret World Alpacas. And don't forget the miniature donkeys. Food trucks hooked on seafood, Chili Billy's, Fraser's Meat Shack, and T&D Fusion will be on the scene for something to eat for you. Something for the whole family. We sure hope to see you there at Bell Creek Equipment, 21927 Dover Bridge Road in Preston, Maryland. Head out of Easton on Dover, cross Dover Bridge, keep on going a little bit. About 7 or 8 miles out there on the right-hand side. You'll see all the tractors sitting around. 410-673-2700 is the phone number. If you want to inquire about any of those great products that they have, the tractors and the mini tractors and the mowers and all that stuff, or visit bellcreekequipment.net. Watch their Facebook page, too. That's where you'll get a lot of information at. Bell Creek Equipment is 410-673-2700. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Hey, you know what? It's time. Yep, 80 degrees yesterday. Well, maybe a little less this coming week, but summer's here soon enough. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. Crab cracking times are coming. Family reunions, birthday parties, weddings, reveals, the whole deal. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs and lots of them. And even, you know, you can even get the old traditional picnic table if you like, but you ought to see these. You ought to see these poly tables. They last forever. They're weatherproof, really cool looking tables. Especially, they've got those Adirondack chairs for your deck or for your backyard. About 1,000 of them in stock, and you can see that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds, and you'll find greenhouses, and you'll find dog kennels and chicken coops and dog houses. All that in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's giant showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills. They've got the big green egg. They've got the Memphis stainless steel grills. There's a giant assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings, and lots more. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. More on that later. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Turn right off the exit and turn right on Drummer Drive. You're right there at Backyard Billy's entrance. Your backyard, it's going to look great. We'll be back.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only 10 bucks. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023. For Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and a bright sunshine. Taking the line.
All right, let's review the striped bass regulations here coming up. April 1st started a change to the recreational striped bass fishing regulations here in Maryland, implementing a shift in the season from the past 2 years. The catch and release fishing returns in April for the first time in Maryland since 2019, and the summer hot weather closure now takes place during the entire month of August. These adjustments are intended to simplify the existing regulations and continue long-term conservation efforts for striped bass while allowing more recreational fishing opportunities. So from January 1 to April 30th, catch and release fishing. Keep in mind, however, the spawning rivers will remain closed to targeting from March 1st to May 31st to protect the spawning striped bass. Those rivers include the Choptank, the Chester, the Monocacy, the Nanticoke, the Patuxent, Transquaking, and Wicomico rivers, as well as the Upper Bay spawning area, including the Susquehanna Flats. Anglers can refer to the DNR website for maps and additional information regarding these closures. Then the season comes in for the harvest season, May 1 to July 1. July 31st. May 1st to July 31st is the 19 to 24 inch slot limit. August 1st to the 31st, season is closed. September 1st through December 5th is the harvest season, and then December 6th through the 31st is catch and release fishing again. So I will be more than glad to send this to you if you email me, but it's very simple to find on the Department of Natural Resources website and look under the fishing regulations. Let's see. All right. Good one, Lee. Appreciate that. 410-922-6680. 410-WCBM 680. Any callers on the line, Mr. Aaron?
Not right now.
Not right now. I wonder why this first hour is so slow. I don't know. It's good information here in the first hour, and we review a lot of things. We have a few callers who are on the road, and we appreciate that. Callers like Paul, who take things into their own hands and act on behalf of their own well-being and the resources. You know, I loved his point about the lead band taking away a valuable management tool. You know, we have several counties and several regions that have deer management that includes firearms. I mean, participated in Howard County for a long time, Montgomery County, Anne Arundel County, the various special antlerless hunts that we have throughout the region. And, you know, some of these areas need help with the overabundant deer population. They really do. And one of the most effective ways, of course, is in these areas is to use slug guns, or some of them are restricted to slug guns and straight wall cartridges. And one of the most effective ways to take down a deer is with a lead bullet. No question. Been doing it for hundreds of years, or 100 years at least, maybe more. 100, what are we, 2025? 1925? Yeah, probably, what are we saying, 150 years or more? We've been taking deer with lead ammo, lead bullets. Yeah. So now we have this push on to ban lead because of some alleged environmental conditions. So. Oh, first drink of coffee. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Love that coffee. Mm. Good stuff. So, you know, this legislation looks like it's going to start being reconsidered on Tuesday to ban lead ammunition in Maryland. And let's hope that enough people have stepped up to make their opinions known. Let's talk to Dave in Delaware. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning. So we have problems in two states. We have problems with fishing on the Outer Continental Shelf because Westmore is pushing windmills out there, wind farms, which is going to destroy the fishing systems out there in the saltwater area. But worse,
no question.
That, they want to connect four hot cables to run those windmills. They want to connect those cables through the Indian River back to a power plant, the Indian River Coal Power Plant. So these cables are going to be buried in the riverbed, and they're hot. So they're going to raise the temperature above 88 or 90 degrees in the summertime, which will reduce dissolved oxygen and create a dead zone through the Indian River, which is they've been trying to restore those inland bays and the river body for years. And Matt Meyer, the governor of Delaware, who's not a fisherman either, doesn't care about that water body. So I'm shouting out to everybody that's listening to protect our waterways, whether it's the Outer Continental Shelf or these inland bays in Delaware, because this wind utility operation is detrimental and will have further impairments to the water bodies. So, as you many people know, that the spawn depends on a particular temperature to occur every year. And when they run these four 230 kV cables that are going to be 194 degrees at the core, they're going to raise the water temperature at the bottom 35 degrees. And if you add 35 to an ambient temperature of 68, you're 102. So you're going to kill off any kind of clamming, any kind of crabs, any fin fish that run through the Indian River. And we have a fight that's going on out there now, trying to get the Sussex County Council to sue the state of Delaware to block these cables that Matt Meyer and Westmore think are so great. They think this offshore wind is just going to save everything, but it's really they're not very scientific.
Useless. It's useless. It's useless.
It's useless, and they're not very scientific people. They don't care about the rest of Maryland and the sporting world. They're really stuck on getting free money from what was going to be free money from Joe Biden, but he's gone, so the free money's gone too. But the industry is still pushing and lobbies really hard and pays tons of money to attorneys to fight us. So there's a strong group of clammers and offshore fishermen that are fighting these people. If you come to Ocean City this year, make sure you talk to Mayor Meehan. You go to Delaware, make sure you talk to Sussex County and tell them how you feel about this, because it's unbelievably stupid. To do anything to these water bodies, which have already taken a beating over the years from
no question
use. So I could go on for hours, but I'm afraid to burn your show up.
No, I know, but I'm glad you raised a concern, and I'm glad you're putting us in touch with the right people to reach out to them. Go ahead.
Mary Beth Carose has been fighting really hard. Andy Harris is fighting hard. There's attorneys that are pro bono in Delaware that fight hard. Mayor Meehan's a champion. Ocean City spent a ton of money hiring attorneys to fight this issue with BOEM. They should have never released those permits out there without doing the studies. It's like one side of life isn't paying attention to the other side of life. It's
right.
It's Annapolis is the worst place. You're talking about DNR.
Oh.
What's going on down there? That's going on down there. I mean, they know nothing about the sporting world. They're about money. They talk about saving the bay on one hand, but they're constantly polluting it on the other. And it's they want to dredge the Sparrows Point area, dump it out in Virginia, and they don't even study what happens when you dump that dredge out there. 3 to 4 million cubic yards of sludge they wanted to dump out there, and that process is still slowly rolling to try to build construction facilities at Sparrows Point for these offshore wind farms. It doesn't make any sense to tie up 125 square miles off the east coast of Ocean City for 270 megawatts of power, which is nothing. And it's not even
right
on 24 hours a day. It's non-synchronous wind power. It's just a mess. And, I've got a lot of respect for the people at Brandon Shores and these coal facilities that work their whole life to make power.
Yeah.
So we're the real mess in Maryland and in Delaware.
We are. Well, I think our administration in Washington is kind of looking in the right direction. I'm hearing some things throughout the seafood industry right now that tend to throw my thoughts in a different direction. But I just think that the windmill situation is untenable. It's failed science. I turned against windmills without really having much feeling about them when I went to Wyoming on my pronghorn hunt. How the landscape in Wyoming has been ruined by the appearance of these windmills on the beautiful scenery out there. Western Maryland's the same way. You drive out to Western Maryland and what used to be a great view from some of the high points out there, it now includes looking at windmills. And it's just atrocious, to my opinion.
You're preaching to the choir, and when you're generating electricity, we figured out a smarter way to do it. One of them was nuclear. It's clean, and you don't smell anything. I've been inside that power plant in Calvert Cliffs. It's just perfectly managed place, and it makes power 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They should have built another nuclear power plant down there, and we wouldn't need any more power in Maryland. This is just ridiculous. These windmills are stretched out over 50, 100 miles with cables, and they make a tiny bit of power. And then a regular power plant like Wildcat up in Cecil County or other gas plants, guys can go to work, ladies can go to work, rain or shine, summer or winter, and if there's a problem in the facility, you can fix it. It's right there. You park your truck, you go inside, you fix it. These windmills, they got to tie up the fishing pier in Ocean City, shut down Southern Connections and Martin Seafood, so they can put up a pier to run 100-foot crew transfer vessels out to the ocean. So where are the fishermen going to land their fish in West Ocean City?
Exactly.
That's really the only spot they got. So it stretches from two states, and it's been aggressive. I mean, the amount of fighting that's been going on has been unbelievable. When I listen to Brooke Learman support the bill with the public works meeting a couple years ago against all these people that testified against these windmills, I was shocked. I was shocked to hear any Marylander, Wes Moore, Derek Davis, any of them, push these windmills.
Yep.
You think people in Ocean City aren't living there? You don't think there's fishing communities out there, people feeding themselves off fishing?
Well, of course, no question.
It's shocking. It's just completely mind-blowing. So we've been fighting this thing for years.
Sure.
And studying the detail, because the detail is what counts. That's where you understand what's going wrong here.
And I got you.
Unfortunately,
Dave?
The public employees at the Maryland Department of the Environment, they're afraid to move. They know what...
Sure they are. Listen, Dave. Dave, do me a favor.
Yep.
My email is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You can get that from Aaron if you miss it. But do send me an email. Get in touch with me and share a little bit more with me on email than what we have time for here.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. Thanks for the fight. We got some fighters in the audience today, folks. Let's talk to Mark in Delaware. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
And good.
Before I start, I wish you a really happy Easter.
Well, thank you very much.
A wonderful
yes,
holiday.
Indeed.
About your caller who just finished, I'll try to keep this short. When they came in, the company behind this offered hundreds of thousands of dollars to towns up and down the coast. And if they would agree not to talk about the issue of windmills. And Fenwick Island, by the way, said, no, we're not going to be muzzled by you. Sussex
Good.
County, which is the lowest of the three counties, decided that they would not allow the hookup, as the caller indicated, at Indian River Power Plant, which we had spent hundreds of millions of dollars cleaning up. And then the legislature and governor shut it down. So we don't have any power generating facilities in Delaware, even though they're pushing us toward electric cars.
Right.
So the county council said, no, we're not allowing that hookup for all the reasons the caller mentioned. And the state took us to court and overrode home rule and said that our county cannot deny the hookup. And we've got whales and other sea creatures dying because
sure.
of the, in addition to everything else, the heat.
Yeah.
There are electromagnetic waves put out
yes.
by anybody who has an electric motor knows how that works. And the fix is in. These people are determined. Follow the money trail, Alan. These people are determined to get windmills installed. It's a solution to nothing because, as the caller mentioned, they only work when the wind is blowing, which doesn't correlate well with when there's demand for electricity.
Right.
So it's the whole thing, the word corruption keeps coming to my mind. It's a bad, bad situation.
Money talks, and you know the rest.
Yeah, anybody knows about hunting on Sunday knows how money talks.
Exactly. So, well, I appreciate that. And you two and your family also have a wonderful Easter. And I, you know, fortunately, the political wheels move slowly in a lot of cases. And, you know, but sometimes you think you have lots of time and you don't. So my heart goes out to you guys in Delaware. And, you know, I haven't joined the fight on the windmill thing, but I've provide a platform for it, and hopefully people will take it to heart and jump in and do what needs to be done.
Well, as always, we all appreciate what you're doing.
Well, I feel like sometimes I don't do enough. Maybe if I were retired and didn't have to concentrate my efforts on earning a living, I would, I'd be more apt to do that type of thing. I did that for 5 years in Maryland, as you know, with the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Oh, yeah.
And we did accomplish some great things. We really did. But times have changed. The people have changed. The political climate has changed. And not for the better, I might add. So.
Well, look, we're all human, and there's only so much you can do.
Exactly.
You've got responsibilities on your shoulder.
Yeah.
On top of everything else.
Right. We did hear from two maniacs on a mission today, so that's the kind of people we need.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, I say that with the utmost respect, fellas. I really do. I think you're doing God's work. So. Anyway, have a great Easter, my friend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right. We have very little time left, but we will talk to Ray in Baltimore quickly. How are you, Ray?
I'm not as good as I'd like to be, but I guess better than I deserve.
What can we do for you?
I called you. I was going to tell you a funny story, but the other two guys were ahead of me, were very informative.
Yes.
And all that stuff is true, and I saw windmills. Going out to Kansas in the prairie, and it was the ugliest thing I ever seen, man.
They're horrible.
I just wanted to, you told me to call back, tell you a little funny story, and I'll save it. And this is it. Okay. Little boy's walking along, and he sees a cowboy. And he says over to the man, he says, "Mister, are you a cowboy?" And he says, "Yeah, I'm a cowboy." He says, "See this hat?" He said, "That keeps the sun off my face and my ears and my neckerchief here." He said, "In the winter, I can pull it down and tie it around my chin and protect my ears and keep me warm. And I can dip it in the water and I can wash my face and I can make a sling out of it if I hurt my arm." And he says, "And these chaps here," he said, "when I'm riding my horse, it keeps me from running into fences and scarring up my legs." And the kid says, "Well, let me ask you a question, Mr. Cowboy. How come you don't wear cowboy boots?" He said, "How come you're wearing tennis shoes?" And the cowboy said, "I don't want anybody to think I'm a truck driver." Anyway, that's it.
Oh, brother. Oh, man. Okay. All right, Ray. Happy Easter, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not doing well, but I'll give it my best. Thank you.
I'll give it your best, buddy. We'll put you on the prayer list, my friend. Thank you. All right. There we go. Okay, Spurry's Tire Service, you know that? They're located right here at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, and that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands, Spurry's Tire Service has tires for your car, your truck, any maker model. And hey, if you're considering Bridgestone and Firestone, you should apply for the financing program that they offer. You know what? Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors, and if you own any kind of trailer or ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers the tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. And Spurry's Farm Service team goes out to the farms all around the area and takes care of their tires. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. I'm running four of Spurry's Tires Firestone destinations right now. And by the way, if you see Mike Spurry in the shop or about town, tell him you heard about Spurry's Tire Service on the radio. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrystire.com. That's 410-822-7384. For tires with no appointment, Spurry's Tire Service. Clyde Sports Shop, tell you what, they're ready for fishing. They've got all the gear. They've got everything ready for rockfish season, panfish season, perch season, trout season, you name it, they've got it. Excuse me, live bait, minnows, and frozen bait too, crab bait. They're getting geared up for crab season. They've got all the crabbing supplies out and ready to go. Why not stop by and check out the new rods and reels, the St. Croix fishing rods, if you like those, and Clyde's would be your go-to place for fishing. They sell licenses, of course, and you can get ready to go.
get ready to go. Striped bass season's right here. 1st of May, the harvest season. They've got everything for the rockfish as well, the circle hooks and the jigs and the parachutes and all that good stuff. So Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. Phone number there is 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Stop by. You'll be glad you did when you stop at Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right, folks. Time for me to say get out, stay safe at this point in the show. But it is Easter weekend. And we do want to remember the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this weekend. That's what the celebration is about. Celebration to me, which is more important even than Christmas Day. So remember your faith, remember your family. Love your Lord, love your family. Remember your friends, and remember your freedom. It's worth fighting for, all of it. We'll see you next hour.